Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, again with my wife, Claudia Renee, and we are sitting here excited because today we're going to be discussing Love is the Way I Walk in Gratitude, Lesson 215 in A Course in Miracles and a workbook lesson. If you're new to our channel here on blogtalk.com/course mastery, we're excited that you're tuning in. We appreciate the time you spend with us. We know everyone has lots of choices how they spend their time. Our purpose is to share A Course in Miracles with people. We've been studying it for a long time and teaching it with all around for a long time as well. And it's changed our life indeed. It's changed our life completely. And so we're excited that you're here with us. So let's jump in. Let's take a good deep breath, and we're going to come together for a moment of silence before we begin. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. Love is the way I walk in gratitude.
The Holy Spirit is my only guide. He walks with me in love, and I give thanks to him for showing me the way to go.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. Amen. Let's take a good deep breath and another moment of silence briefly as we consider today's lesson, Love is the Way I Walk in Gratitude. The Holy Spirit is my guide, my only guide. So this is about surrender, is the word that comes to mind when I consider this lesson. The other thing that I want to reiterate, if you've been around for a while traveling with us, you've certainly heard it before. If you're new, it might be new. And you know, this was taken out of the Foundation for Inner Peace version of A Course in Miracles. And that's one of the reasons we tend to always teach from the JCIM edition. You can find it at jcim.net. It's the original Your Text version or the Course in Miracles Society edition. But again, both of those are available at jcim.net. This statement was removed from the Foundation for Inner Peace, but he simply says that the Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. Now, this is fundamentally very, very important. And the reason it's so important is because I'll give you an analogy or a metaphor to play with here to kind of get our minds around this. But imagine the sleeping self, it sleeps at night, that it believes that you are separate from it. If it knew that you existed at all, if there was a name, and we would call it, we could call it the higher self or the next self, the source self, whatever we might want to call it. Isn't it a sliver of you that goes to sleep at night and you only recognize a portion of your life, literally very, very little? You're not even aware that you're safe at home in bed. And you're not really familiar with the full scope of your life that you wake up to when suddenly it all floods into your awareness and you recognize, one, I was asleep, but that wasn't all of me, and whatever happened there has no effect. All of those dreams were neutral. I was giving them all the meaning that they had. And now I have a day planned. We talked yesterday about, you know, I place the future in the hands of God. And I wake up and I have my day planned. How do I know? Because I was planning it when I went to sleep last night. I might even have been dreaming about it. Who knows? But the point is, imagine that sleeping self thinking that this self that is awake and listening to my voice right in this now moment, as you're listening to this podcast, that self is somehow separate from the sleeping self. Well, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Because you know what the sleeping self was dreaming and all of its dramas because you were peering in. You were there. You heard every thought, every wish, every every judgment, every imagination, the illusory world that the sleeping self creates out of its pure imagination, yes? And you were there all night long. That's how you can remember your dreams sometimes. And when you wake up, you recognize that self as the sleeping self. Well, the Holy Spirit is the next level up, if you'll allow me to use it that way. It's the bigger part of you. It is the true self. The Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. It's the part of you that is not asleep right now. Because Jesus tells us in the Course in Miracles that we're always in a state of dreaming. So we have the sleeping self at night that's unaware that you're safe and home in bed. And we have this sleeping self, one stage higher, but this sleeping self right now is unaware that, guess what? You're safe at home in heaven right now. But you believe yourself not to be there. You believe yourself to be separate. You believe yourself to be whatever the ego is convincing you all day long that you are. As we talked about yesterday, it tries to convince us of who we are, what we are. And it's doing all this by looking at our past, our family structures, our world structures, our cultural structures, the city, the community, the town, the state, the country, where we live on planet Earth, all of these things. It uses all of our remembrances of all of those things to determine who and what we are and to determine our future. Love is the way I walk in gratitude. If I allow the Holy Spirit then to be my only guide, that means I'm going to be listening for guidance. And that's our practice of the holy instant. We take a good deep breath, we turn within, and we begin a dialogue with our higher self. It's within us, as the body is within it. And we turn to the altar, the center of our being, and we simply make a connection. And we ask to be guided. What's the truth? And we listen. The Holy Spirit walks with me in love, and I give thanks in Him for showing me, the way to go.
It's so beautiful. I just feel that. I feel what you are speaking and teaching and demonstrating in this moment, and I'm just filled with so much gratitude. And how I love this review period. Each of these lessons we have been told, if gotten, just the one lesson for today, the now lesson, how it's the key to our experiencing salvation and awakening. And I'm reminded that in this review period, we're asked to actually engage this guide, this teacher, as we sit with these lessons in the morning, in the evening, to contemplate and to do nothing, to simply allow that guide to teach us the meaning for that lesson, for this review. And then the other thing that we're asked to do is to be mindful throughout the day, to not let one idle thought go unchallenged. And of my own self, of my egoic self, I can't really do that, but joined in the consciousness with the divine right mind, the Holy Spirit, my right mind, it activates this observer that can do that and let no idle thought go unchallenged. And so this becomes a moment-by-moment practice of being joined in this consciousness. And love is the way that I walk in gratitude. It's a love of connection, of connectedness, of wholeness, of nothing lacking, of being connected within my heart and mind and higher self and with God, and therefore connected with all my brothers and sisters as well. That love and being that stand for love and gratitude is the boldest, most courageous thing that we can be and do in our world right now. It is an activity. It is a doing based from being who we are. It is how we serve. And so I'm grateful for the mighty companions that are in the vibratory field of this lesson this day, that we shift and change by being love and walking in gratitude and allowing this guidance system, this guide, this Holy Spirit, not apart from us but is us, to lead the way. And so I'm thankful and I'm grateful. That we walk not alone.
Indeed we do not. I want to share with you one paragraph from the lesson. It's on page 320 in the JCM.net edition. Paragraph 9 out of 10 here for this lesson says, "Today we learn to think of gratitude in place of anger, malice, and revenge. We've been given everything. If we refuse to recognize it, we're not entitled, therefore, to our bitterness and to a self-perception which regards us in a place of merciless pursuit, where we are badgered ceaselessly and pushed about without a thought of care or care for us or for our future. Gratitude becomes the single thought we substitute for these insane perceptions. God has cared for us and calls us His child. Can there be more than this?" I'm not a body. I'm free. For I'm still as God created me. Love is the way I walk in gratitude.
The Holy Spirit is my only guide. He walks with me in love, and I give thanks to her for showing me the way to go. I am not a body.
I am free.
I am free, for I am still as God created me.
And so it is.
And so it is.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for joining us again today. We will be back. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my sea. I send my love. to the head.